This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. Addressing an Indian community event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi said their ancestors faced hardships with hope and carried Ramayana in their hearts. He said they were not just migrants, but messengers of a timeless civilization.
The journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. The circumstances your ancestors faced could have broken even the strongest spirits, but they faced hardship with hope. They met problems with persistence. They left the Ganga and Yamuna behind, but carried the Ramayana in their heart.
The Prime Minister announced that citizens of Indian origin in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. He encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India. Mr. Modi praised the cultural contributions of Indian community and said it was an honour to bring with him a replica of the Ram Mandir and holy water from the river Saryu in Ayodhya. Prime Minister recalled Indian community's earlier gesture of sending shilas and sacred water for the temple's construction. The Prime Minister reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago for the second leg of his five-nation tour last night. In the next leg of his five-nation visit that aims to reinforce India's engagement with Global South, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. Argentina is a key economic partner for India and Latin America and is a close collaborator in the G20. The engagements on 4th and 5th July will mark the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years, making it a historic occasion. The Delhi government has requested the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to place on hold the enforcement that mandates the denial of fuel to end-of-life vehicles in Delhi. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has written a letter to CAQM in this regard. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Sirsa said that the Delhi government will clean the environment of the national capital and will not allow the vehicles of the city to be confiscated. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has proposed amendments to the policy guidelines for television rating agencies originally issued in 2014. The proposal draft has removed some restrictive provisions for media houses to allow more players to democratize and modernize the television audience measurement ecosystem in the country. Currently, Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, is the only agency providing TV ratings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Swami Vivekananda on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his thoughts and vision for the society remains the guiding light. He said Swami Vivekananda ignited a sense of pride and confidence in the country's history and cultural heritage. The Prime Minister said Swami Vivekananda emphasized on walking the path of service and compassion. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened slightly lower today amid lingering uncertainty over the upcoming trade deal deadline set by US President Donald Trump next week. The Sensex was down by 50 points, trading at 83,190, while the Nifty declined by 20 points to 25,384 in early trade. In Asian markets, all major indices were trading in the red except for Beijing. The US Congress has passed President Donald Trump's sprawling tax and spending bill in a significant hard-fought victory for the president and his domestic agenda. After a grueling session at Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives passed the bill by a vote of 218 to 214 last night. It was approved in the Senate on Tuesday by the margin of one vote. Speaking to reporters, Trump said the bill would turn this country into a rocket ship. He's expected to sign it into law at a ceremony on the national holiday today. In cricket, England will resume play at overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.